Welcome to MTV Somali Channel's nightly news bulletin. If you're new to us, please don't forget to subscribe in order not to miss out on our nightly news round in Somalia. In today's headline, five police officers are among at least six people killed Sunday evening in a suicide bombing in Mogadishu. Major Sadiq Aidan Ali, a spokesman for Somali police, confirmed to the media that two police commanders are among those killed. Prime Minister Roble, we must unite in the fight against Al-Shabaab. UN says heavy rains kill at least 25 over past week in Somalia. We start with, five police officers are among at least six people killed Sunday evening in a suicide bombing in Mogadishu, witnesses and officials said. Major Sadiq Aidan Ali, a spokesman for Somali police, confirmed to the media that two police commanders are among those killed. Major Ahmed Abdullahi Bashain, the commander of Mogadishu's Waberi district, and Major Abdabasid Muhammad AG, the former deputy commander of Wellio Ad Police Department, were killed along with three other police officers. A civilian who lived next to the station also died the explosion. The explosion was caused by a suicide bomber wearing an explosive vest who approached the offices outside the Waberi district station around 9:30 p.m. and local time, witnesses said. Six other people were injured in the explosion, according to the police. A witness who could not be named for security reasons said Bashain died at the scene while AG died of his injuries after being evacuated for medical treatment. 3 hours before the explosion, Bashain posted a Mother's Day tribute to his mother on his Facebook page. May Allah protect her and give her health, Amen, the message read. Bashain was new to the job. He transferred from another police station within Mogadishu less than a month ago, officials said. More details are emerging from the casualties caused by a suicide bombing that took place last night in front of the Waberi District Police Station in Banadir region not far from the Dabka intersection. Among those killed in the blast were Waberi District Police Commander Ahmed Abdullahi Bashain alias Commander Aloli and Deputy Commander of the Wollio Ad Police Department in the Banadir region, General Abdabasid Muhammad AG. Somali police spokesman Sadiq Aidan Ali said in a statement, a suicide bomber blew himself up in front of the Waberi District Police Station tonight. The casualties of the blast have been confirmed with toll of six people and six injuries. May God have mercy on Commander Ahmed Abdullahi Bashain, commander of the station, ex-commander Abdi Basid Muhammad AG, former deputy commander of Wollio Adi Division, three soldiers and a neighbor. The station is very close to the busy intersection of Dabka. It is also very close to the tarmac, and the damage is likely to be more than what police have confirmed, as the road is in front of Makkah al-Mukarrama station, which is very congested, says some neighbors. The Prime Minister of the Federal Republic of Somalia Mohamed Hussein Roble today strongly condemned the terrorist attack in Waberi district in Mogadishu. I condemn the terrorist attack on the Waberi district police station. I offer my condolences to the families and the people of Somalia for the loss of lives and property. May God have mercy on the dead and heal the wounded, the Prime Minister said in a statement. Prime Minister Roble said this act is a clear example of how Al-Shabaab do not respect the blood of civilians during the holy month of Ramadan. We must work together to fight terrorism that prevents our people from enjoying peace, he said. At least 25 people have been killed in the past 7 days due to heavy rains pounding several parts of Somalia, the United Nations Humanitarian Agency said in a statement on Sunday. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, said among the dead includes 14 children and 7 internally displaced people. OCHA said riverine flooding has affected an estimated 25,000 people in 15 villages in Jofar in Middle Shabelle region, displacing people in 8 villages and inundating farms. The heavy rains have hit various parts of Somalia over the past week, triggering flash floods which have killed and displaced people, but a forecast suggests the rains will begin to subside from mid-May. The Somalia Water and Land Information Management, SWALIM, managed by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations on Saturday warned of an imminent danger of potentially unprecedented flooding expected along the Shabelle River in the coming days and the concern for safety and well-being of the people in Beledweyne and along the river. OCHA said Juba River reportedly has broken its bank in Dulo, reaching 4.70 meters, which is 0.20 meters above the moderate flooding level and flooding three villages. It said the heavy rains on April 30 flooded the dry river valley in Hargeisa in Somaliland, affecting around 40 houses and washing away seven vehicles. The floods also temporarily affected some of the internally displaced people who are living in substandard shelters. In addition, the UN agency said, flash floods washed away over 1,250 heads of livestock and damaged shelters in low-lying areas of Ile Dahir under Bosaso district and Beri Aad under Garo district between April 27 and May 5. According to OCHA, despite the heavy rains that have hit parts of Somalia, the rains have come too late for the planting season, hence further exacerbating already significant food security concerns in the country. That's it for our nightly news roundup bulletin in Somalia. Do not forget to subscribe in order to not miss out more bulletins from MTV Somali channel.